Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The identity and future development of Porcupine are worth saving, says Lover's Lane resident Carol Tangay. She says several factors are threatening all that, including some people not realizing the difference between Porcupine and South Porcupine, and Canada Post putting some addresses in the South Porcupine postal code.
Porcupine has more population, it's a bigger community. I think it's important for each community to keep their identity.
Latest census data put Porcupine's population at about 5,200 versus 3,500 for South Porcupine. Tangay invites other Porcupine residents to attend an upcoming city official plan public meeting to help ensure its future. Our first day as a region, apart from the rest of Ontario, carries with it 24 new cases of COVID-19. 15 of them are up on the coast, 8 are in Timmins, and 1 in a community somewhere between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. Our feature by the numbers pulls all the testing and vaccination numbers together. It's at mytimminsnow.com. Canada's average daily case count has dropped more than 80% since the peak of the third wave. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says what Canadians are doing is making a difference.
As of June 4th, 70% of the eligible population aged 12 years or older have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, and 9% have received two doses.
Tam says the average number of people being treated for the virus in Canadian hospitals each day has also been cut by almost two-thirds since the peak. The temporary wage subsidy for Ontario personal support workers is being extended until August 23rd. The province says the investment of $141 million will allow the $3 an hour subsidy to continue for PSWs in publicly funded long-term care homes, hospitals, home and community care, and for those working in children, community care, and social services. The wage subsidy was first announced in October and was set to expire at the end of this month. Air Canada says it will recall more than 2,000 employees as it prepares for an increase in demand for flights. The airline says the recalled workers perform various roles, including those of flight attendants. They'll be brought back in stages in June and July. Air Canada spokesman Peter Fitzpatrick says the airline moved to recall the workers because it's seeing vaccinations increase, COVID-19 cases decline, and governments ease restrictions. For these stories and more, go to mytimminsnow.com.